This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new study shows banning abortion would lead to more maternal deaths. According to a CU Boulder report based on 2020 data, a national ban on the procedure would increase maternal mortality by 24%. The findings come less than a week after the Supreme Court decided to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Chicano Humanities and Arts Council has a new home in Lakewood. CPR's Eden Lane has more on the group's First Friday event honoring a slain friend.
Chalk's first show in the new location, A Journey Through Generations, features work from tattoo artist and muralist Alicia Cardenas, who was shot and killed in a Denver metro area mass shooting in 2021. Brenda Gourlay is the executive director of Chalk.
She's a member of ours, and she also curated the first generation show for us last summer. So we wanted to honor her. We have some of her art up. Her idea behind the generation show was to kind of pair us seasoned artists with the younger generation.
The group's new home is in Lakewood's 40 West Arts District. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Some state fees and taxes will be temporarily reduced starting today. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on where the money will go.
Nurses, mental health workers, and others could save up to about $100 each as the state's temporarily waiving their licensing fees under a law passed this year. Meanwhile, restaurants and bars could save a couple $1,000s each from temporary new tax breaks. And today was going to be the start date for a new 2-cent fee on every gallon of gas, but lawmakers decided to delay that price hike. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's 5:06.